Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Thank the Most High. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again for another episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I said Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High again for this opportunity. It's very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. The Most High is granted for the blessing. And yes, indeed, for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me that yes, for his cause, I must tell you things. Yes, then indeed, I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could. Yes, even since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, there are some very critical truths that need to be expressed to our people today. Realizing the fact that 2 Thessalonians in the second chapter relates that in order to regather our people, that they be regathered beyond all the various ideals of the nations, there's a massive pretense in this world. It must be exposed. Think about it. Scripture talks about the intrusions of pernicious principalities and powers. If you think about Colossians 2:8, it said, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles or principalities and powers of this world and not after the Messiah himself. Think about it. The gospel had to go forth to the nations because they were certainly not founded upon the initial truth the Most High declared to all the nations. The scripture already warned us, salvation is not according to the various devices of men, but what Yah foreordained before any of these nations and any of these varying illusions and allegiances ever came to be. So let us consider then, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are actually then saying to us. It talks about the regathering of our people. But said it does not come, my brothers and sisters, till a massive pretense is exposed. The intrusions of the principalities and powers controlling, taking control amongst the churches, already established divisions, my brothers and sisters, establishing varying allegiance after which our people across the world have been scattered, dividing them against discerning what is peace with one another, or dividing them against what is indeed the pure, perfect will of Yah. Meaning that since it is the intrusion of the principalities and powers within the church that is a wrought a pretense, it means, my brothers and sisters, that they both are. Listening to me. It means that they both are, both church and state. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that we really understand it well. Revelation 13 reveals, I repeat, Revelation 13 ultimately reveals that the so-called church created by the worldly is quite frankly something that was never the church at all. It never had the righteous expectation of him whom, after whom the church was named, and certainly not after the premise that was the expectation of the early church seeking preservation in a time of wrath that is to come, that is to expose every misrepresentation and certainly, my brothers and sisters, every pretense. Scripture says Messiah must come to expose, my brothers and sisters. I said expose the wicked. And my brothers and sisters, would you walk after the lawless, the treacherous, those who would exploit you if you knew that that's what they were? I want you to think about something. Scripture says in the last days, Messiah will come saying, oh, that you've kept my commandments, that you guarded my commandments. How about the knowledge of his conscience in the earth? That your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea, meaning that the very fact that this world is not at peace, it's evident that men have not guarded, maintained, defended, and remained true the word of peace that was once given. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will realize that since the scripture says Messiah must come to expose the pretense, he says he will expose it all with the spirit of his mouth, the testimony of his mouth. He comes with the testimony, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture says also, a testimony from on high, as it says in Isaiah 52, a testimony from on high, ultimately. What it says in Isaiah 19, they call it a swift, what comes upon a swift cloud. How about a testimony from on high that exposes all the misconceits of the nations? My brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Messiah is appearing. He will come to a world at a time that the Most High has looked upon the sons of men and said that because they are all trusting in evildoers, men who compel the people not to seek the full will of Yah, fatally flattering them in hypocrisies, not to realize how much more they need to seek Yah. As the scripture says, the men, he has looked upon men and seen none righteous, none that does good, no, not one. My brothers and sisters, if the leaders have told you that after such as this, that you are saved and sanctified, as they say, filled with the Holy Spirit. Full only with the testimony of the Most High. And they've told you that after all these differences, that you respected the Most High. Our brothers and sisters, they have comforted you on what the scripture says in vain. They made you feel comfortable. And what is only the vanities of man. If we understand it well, my brothers and sisters, we realize that in so many ways, since the scripture says that, the scripture says that what's among your churches is only a pretense that the Most High must expose, that the people be free to see him. Isaiah 66 says it. Isaiah 44 says it. Psalm 14 says it. Psalm 53 says it. Isaiah 59 says it. Hey, Romans 3rd, often reflecting on those scriptures is latter-day prophecy. Romans 11, 25 to 27 in the context of Isaiah 59 says it. The question I have to ask then, my brothers and sisters, that since the scripture says that in the last days man will find out he was without a covenant, that he was falling away from the truth, that he's trusted in a multitude of contentious devices of their rulers and not the will of Yah, that's what the scripture says man's going to find out about. That his worship has been after the precepts and doctrines of men, Isaiah 29. That men have taken counsel, but not from Yah, but according to their own understanding. That men have trusted, it says in Malachi, in folk who stagnate the people. Tell them that they're just and good and the Most High, while they all pronounce their own. They put down evil. How about unjust? Unjust ways. Tell them they're all good before the Most High and that he delights in such, as if he delights in a depraved offering. Never expecting the Most High to see Messiah for the express purpose to declare one standard. Restoring righteousness as of old. I said restoring righteousness as of old. But men who have not believed this, my brothers and sisters, have not understood what the scriptures mean, which says, peace to Messiah as the Lord whom you seek. It's actually saying, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned. Because they have not discerned the need to seek Yah, as the scripture said, if you are when the time comes, he said, in Deuteronomy, that you are scattered among the nations. He said in tribulation. How about in diaspora? The Most High told me that tribulation is any time the man is subject to a rule that is not the rule of the one Most High Yah. He's subject to injustice. There's always going to be turmoil where men say without a law that they have been no yet just, as if without a law they haven't made an offense. Insanity. It's almost to the point, my brothers and sisters, people haven't even realized that they should not lie against the Most High, because that's what devils do. Well, the scripture says, and even from that place, men are serving gods of wood and stone, the imaginations of their own hearts. He says, you would find him if you seek him with all your mind, heart, and soul. My brothers and sisters, I dare say in that the rulers have comforted the people, or told them everything was all right when it wasn't all right. Many have been stagnated, my brothers and sisters. Not to understand something as the Most High told me. He said the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken. While they think themselves not giving consideration of the fact the Most High has actually told you that there's a great truth that the rulers will never tell. And not being compelled to seek this truth, the scriptures actually in so many ways are saying, hey, though he has told you that, and it is only wise to understand, that 45,000 denominations might be hiding something, or else they wouldn't be divided. Purity and completion offers one story, one choice. Must be hiding something. I said they must be hiding something. Do you know how little respect it is for the Most High then, realizing that there's a multitude of divisions in the world, multitude of contentious opinions in the world, how little respect it is for the Holy Name not to seek what is missing? The greatest wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is the saving wisdom, the wisdom that makes men complete, the wisdom that causes men to discern beyond the illusion, beyond all the surface level supposed understanding of those who claim to be wise. But my brothers and sisters, knowing what is said, and oftentimes not even knowing that, and not knowing why it is said, they miss the point. And compel many to believe they are wise just because they came to a so-called church house or the so-called head honcho, pastor, and just simply told people everything is okay and they believed it. After creations that they called churches after their own minds, And there are those, my brothers and sisters, that have allowed themselves to be cajoled, bewitched, even, you could say, after such institutionality, to be stagnated in cages, never to seek the greater wisdom of Yah, and believe, my brothers and sisters, even having believed that in their, how about my brothers and sisters, divisions, misallegiances, false word because of a lack of diligence, but the Most High would still call them steadfast, still call them worthy. It's time we understand something, my brothers and sisters. I said, it's time we understand something. The Bible does speak about a day when men will be suddenly shocked like a great earthquake as to what has occurred and what is occurring. It'll prove foolish the wisdom of a whole world. Who do you believe, my brothers and sisters? Do you believe that such a day will happen, that such a day will occur? Or do you not? You believe that you're already in all things prepared? Or are you humbly willing to seek him who would restore all these things? Huge question of brothers and sisters, but it is a question that must be answered. Like the Most High told me, the greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. Truth is even what the whole world has sought to deny under false rule, I said, has sought to deny. Rome murdered literally millions, I said. Rome murdered literally millions to hide some very precious truths. And men, my brothers and sisters, become proud after this ignorance. And so often, my brothers and sisters, dismiss the possibility that the kind of thing that we talk about here on hiddengospel.com, or let's just say Blog Talk Radio, Hidden Gospel Reveal. Well, my brothers and sisters, my dad has said the great truths are not what is common knowledge. But the truths are, in fact, in so many ways, the scriptures that most would never understand, lest they were very, very diligent. Brothers, as I said, very, very diligent to seek the truth. The whole world has schemed to deny it. Think about it. Messiah said, if you love me, you would keep, guard, maintain, defend. How about even declare his commands, his instruction? I didn't say as it just simply seems, we've seen writers, men interpreted upon paper, for to know what is said, not know why it says, to miss the point. Men must discern the will of one and declare that, or what they have is not a covenant at all. And the Most High cannot dismiss the fact that he has declared his name is that he will is forever as he is. Many of my brothers and sisters, he does not change according to the designs of men. And so often, my brothers and sisters, because men have still exalted, 45,000 denominations, 280-plus nations across the world. Well, men have just simply not realized, my brothers and sisters, they've insulted the holy name. They've not upheld the Most High as he is, but only have sought to uphold ultimately their own titles. Own names, allegiances, my brothers and sisters, to comfort them in vain. Or let's just say, my brothers and sisters, caused them to believe that everything is all right, but everything is not all right. There's a dimension of truth that honors the Most High. The Bible forewarns in advance that all in these latter days, forgotten and fallen from, Isaiah 59, the way of peace they know not. He will declare to the people, henceforth forget me not. Let my words not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants, henceforth even forever. Meaning that the right understanding of that word is something that has collaboratively been missed. Or let's just say a collaborative in a connectivity of that word. And all its implications has in so many ways been missed that men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, how they have been. They have been participant, and misleading other people to believe that they are wise, believe that they are whole, believe that in all things they have agreed to them with the Most High. For the truth of the matter, brothers and sisters, all they've really done is pretend to know something that they have not known at all. Not among 45,000 denominations, there cannot be a covenant. But how many of our brothers and sisters are willing to admit that? How many? And like I said, men may pretend that they, let's just say if they do pretend, all they can do is continue to fall short of that honor. They can pretend, believing unto themselves, they have not forgotten or fallen short of the truth. And the scripture says Messiah must declare to all the nations that they must remember if they're going to show themselves men, remember if they're going to show themselves worthwhile. But he said, they fell from a very high place in the house. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, how many of us are willing to stop pretending to know what the scripture says we still must seek? Men may pretend in this world that they are not confused. They may pretend that their knowledge has not been tainted after the thought forms of men. They may pretend that they have crossed 45,000 denominations. They still are one in what the Most High calls the church. They may pretend after 45,000 denominations they're not lying against the word of Yah, that they're still teaching the word of Yah, that they have not blasphemed and dishonored the holy name. They may pretend that they have not denied him. This is his name. What did he say his name is? He says his name is the principle relates that he is the Most High. Everything. Listen to my brothers and sisters. The Most High says his very name is that he declares he is everything and all that he is. Scripture says in the last days that many watch the walking after false prophets, teaching partial testimony. He told them, watch out, they gather grapes from thistles or figs from thorns. What they bring out their precious things from, is it according to what is wisdom, what is righteous, what is beautiful in the sight of the Most High? Or is it just simply the we may pretend some of us are wise enough to know relates that rather than consider ourselves wise before the time, my 1 Corinthians 3:14-17-4-5, we should not consider ourselves wise, should not consider ourselves complete, should not consider ourselves confirmed in all things steadfast before the Most High until Messiah comes himself to reveal the and not considered. Confirm what is wise and what is not. Confirm who serves Yah and who does not. And then shall every man know how to honor. How about to praise the Most High? I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Dare men say that 45,000 denominations across 280 nations desires to keep the people in allegiance to themselves? Dare men say that these differences, because they preach the word of Yah. Dare men say that these differences exist because they have not lied? My brother says, no question about it. The scripture says, Messiah has exposed pretense. I mean, he has exposed every manner of false rule. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. That means men shall swear allegiance to him and shall be converted beyond the misrule of every other. Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, you must look forward to the day at your church as a connected spot Most High said that he would expose at some particular spot all the misconceits of all the nations. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please examine on my website. There's an article called at hiddengospel.com, an article called The Secret City Prophecies. He talked about he would gather the people to a particular place, gather all the perspective ideas of all the rulers to a particular space, and he would expose them all. My brothers and sisters, your rulers didn't want you to know that, because it means what he must expose is the short-sighted, pluralist, partial doctrines of your rulers themselves, who pretend to be wise. And Isaiah 57 says they are all like dumb dogs that would not bark, and all of them know nothing. In other words, they haven't realized how much the scriptures have just explained so much when it says such things as, hear me. It says that no one knows anything fully as he ought to know it. Meaning that more, my brothers and sisters, to be sought in the Most High. There's no end to the searching of his will. Scripture foretells, my brothers and sisters, that there's a covenant of peace that a world for many generations now has not known. It will be restored. So how is the men have believed that, like I said, 45,000 denominations and 280 plus nations and counting, that they've all been true to the holy name, that they've all been true to Yah as he is? I want you to understand, since the Most High says his name is that he is as he is, then when the scripture says that he will tell many to get keep away from me, I never knew you, it means they never knew him, because what? They had not sought to uphold the fullness of his name, but have had standards after which they seek to please the man himself. Something that a pluralist ideal that can never have peace and never declare the truth, my brothers and sisters, never can. In terms of the truth be. Men have been stagnant in their delusions, not realizing how much more they need to seek Yah, but trusting that their rulers teach them all they need to know. Had somebody just tell me the other day about the idea about how his so-called pastor was a scholar. My brothers and sisters, my grandfather talked about a whole lot of folks he called educated fools. But if any man believe that salvation is according to the designs of men, the conceits of men, rather than what the Most High declared from the beginning, therefore seeking to oust the king himself, dare he think that he is still yet worthy to enter that kingdom? Said ultimately, if you allow anyone to turn you against part of the law and the prophets, there's no case enter the kingdom of God. And that's exactly what the leaders have done, turn men aside from the fullness of his divine will and plan, and told them, my brothers and sisters, that in their lack of orientation, their spirits, their souls, for the Most High, would still somehow be called, what, viable? My brothers and sisters, there's much more to be discerned than this. Yah's decree that men must seek, honor, and defend him as one, coming together as one, to honor him holy as he is. Men must, rather than seek and defend their own ideals, their own idolatries, their own allegiances, their own flatteries, their own presumptuousnesses, their own counterfeits, hypocrisies, they must seek Yah, that they discern again his will, else the Most High must simply discern every misrepresentation, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. It's going to be about respect, my brothers and sisters, for a standard that will bring peace when all demand that all the world respect the will of one. Isaiah, 60:12 says, the nations will not hearken. He says, they should be utterly destroyed. That's for whole nations, my brothers and sisters. What do you think it is for individuals? Everyone, my brothers and sisters, will have to respect the same law. If they didn't tell you that, therefore seeking to give license, like 5,000 denominations and 280 plus in county denominations. And they all, our brothers and sisters, have worked to deceive, sedate, and let's just say not only sedate, but compel the people to have far less than a discerning mind as it concerns the things of the Most High. A false oath not to uphold the Most High as He is, but to uphold what somebody just simply told you, is not sufficient to save. That the Most High be free, that He be respected by all who call upon His name. He must therefore declare to mankind. As Scripture says, He will teach again the gospel. How about elucidate heavily upon everything that He has spoken, everything that He has done, and men will discern the wisdom of it. All there's a need to understand the difference between the righteous, as Scripture says, about comes by means of what? The written word alone. Like I said, know what it says, not know why it says, miss the point. Just simply the written word on a printed page leaves men to interpret it however they will, unto a multitude of provocations, even being tempted to cater to their flesh. It's tempting others to do the same after such mass misinterpretation. By the Spirit, however, my brothers and sisters, the Most High raises the conscience not only to know what is said, but to know why it is said. I said not only to know what is said, but to know why it is said, that men might seek an absolute truth. All seeking is one, the way of the one Most High, that indeed it be He that is honored, He that is praised, and He that is respected. A false oath seeking to comfort people in their ignorance. There's no one delivered. First command is we must love and seek the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. That we respect and revere Him and Him alone. This men have not done. I repeat, this is worthy. Most have chosen. Most have not even sought and not realized the need to. Tough night tonight. I have to admit it's a little bit late. More to be said concerning this. Gotta admit, I'm a little bit sleepy. Gotta admit it. Don't want to say anything while falling asleep that doesn't fall in line with reason or doesn't properly all the thoughts. I'm going to sign off a little early on the show tonight. Y'all willing, I want to, maybe perhaps early tomorrow, midday if I can, try to record what all else should have gone with this show and perhaps more. This is a show, as it's been archived tonight, that y'all willing will have an edition that explains so much more. There's a lot to be said in the expanse of time that is related in this show alone to complete some very, very, very important points. Well, what I'd like to do, this is, like I said, sign off a little earlier tonight. Preparing for what all else needs to be spoken. The days of Elul, the month of Elul, have already begun. 40 days in preparation for Yom Kippur, the Atonement, have already begun. Blessed are those among us who will seek the Most High to prepare our minds and hearts that in all things in a time of atonement, we might be ready. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, let us remember that Yah must be revered in all things as he is. That he be respected and that there be a mutual sense of covenant, a mutual understanding among all people. Every misrepresentation, every misrepresentation, who will not repent and who will not seek to have his conscience raised, my brothers and sisters, whoever it is, would not seek Yahweh discerned in the fullness of his will for those who would be called his own. Whoever would not seek Yah in all things be praised as he is, our brothers and sisters will not be counted among those who will be confirmed, have known, and be true to him, have been true to him. Yah he is, meaning that everyone will not be ashamed, compelled to repent in the day that he preaches a greater truth. Whoever will not recognize the need to be ashamed. Well, quite frankly, according to the scriptures, Zephaniah 2, 3 and 6, whoever will not be ashamed in that day. Because they need to be. Yah will destroy. Blessed are they who will hear in the clarion call to follow the only boat floating. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who won't miss it. To which people came, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, my brothers and sisters, let us discern beyond the pretense. Let us hear his voice to discern him as he is, beyond every counterfeit, beyond every part of the planet, knowing that the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but the wisdom they must seek. The wisdom they must seek, the scripture said in advance, the leaders wouldn't tell. That in this we might be prepared for righteousness as of old, as in former years, for the restoration, the healing of a people. Let us pray. Hallelujah! I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters. For your time seeking the Most High, that you might hear his voice, that you may be able to listen and comprehend his thoughts, that you might be counted among the sons and daughters of Yah.